This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. X Suit, the world's most comfortable suit. I ordered mine, it fits like a glove, doesn't even need to be altered. Save 10% off with code MMA Nuts. Aroma 360. Make your home smell like a 5-star hotel. Save 20% off with code FIT20. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 691-er.
Wow, 691-er.
My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What kind of moonshine are you drinking over there today?
I'm drinking my Bears.
Billy Joe Bob's.
Sad juice.
Yeah.
The poor Bears. So sad. So sad.
We're just playing for draft picks.
I don't even know.
I think they're in the number 9 spot. Because they had like a harder schedule than a bunch of other teams that they're tied records with. But, you know, we got one more game to lose, right? We'll see how that one works.
Packers, right? The Packers?
Yeah. They'll probably win one just out of spite. You know?
They're not beating the Packers in Lambeau. Oh, my God.
They almost did last time, I thought, right? And then they fucked up.
They almost won a bunch of games this season. You remember you were telling
and then
us
they fucked up
10 games and I said 9 and we're both so wrong.
We're not even close. They went like backwards. Four. They should have went forward, but what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Root for another team. And then
fire everyone.
What's hopefully. That? And then we have the Blackhawks who are doing the Winter Classic. I believe it comes out New Year's Eve or day, I don't remember which one, but they're gonna play outside hockey at Wrigley Field.
No shit. Are you going?
No, never. The seats are terrible to watch a hockey game.
Oh, too far back.
Yeah, because someone already posted in one of the seats. I'm like, you can't see shit. You're so far away, and you're not high enough up to compensate for that.
Yeah,
but it still looks super cool from the videos I saw today. But we'll see them. And maybe it'll be the first game I get to watch this year because they're not fucking on Comcast. So
it's going to be on like CBS or some shit.
Yeah, it'll be on something nationally televised.
Sweet.
Although there was a game on TV last night. I don't know if it was the ESPN. But I turned the fucking Hawks game on. They're down 5-1. Like, can I just enjoy one game maybe of a fucking team winning of the one time it's on?
Well, I get the updates on the phone, like this new Apple Sports thing, and I just watch it. Sometimes the Hawks are on, and I just check it. It's like the other team 1, 2, 3, 4, and the Hawks get 1, and the other team gets 5, 6.
That's so
like,
bad.
Jesus Christ. It's terrible. It's
so bad. And I don't even know when that one turns around either.
2027. Like 4 years.
It's just frustrating.
Maybe
it's very frustrating.
Maybe 2031.
Yeah, I don't know who will make it to the playoffs first. I think the Bears would actually have a better chance of getting there versus the Blackhawks, which is crazy to say.
Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, White Sox, Cubs. It's not looking good. I mean, I think maybe you're right. The Bears might have the best chance out of those teams.
They do.
Sox are in bad shape.
I haven't followed any other sports.
Bulls are bad. Worst team in baseball history, White Sox, ever. Last season.
Nice. Yes. Well, that's what we're good at. We like setting records for the wrong reasons. So it's unfortunate.
It is.
It'd be nice. Like, we're a fucking major city and we were like podunk, whatever. You know, it's how we act.
We do.
Anyway, let's get in some MMA's actions. It's happenings.
Yeah, I got two things. I got to start the show. Mm-hmm. I got Stipe Miocic. Here he is at the Chiefs-Browns game a couple weeks ago, smashing a guitar. I don't think I have the video, but you get the idea. He's shirtless. Yeah. And then on Christmas,
mm-hmm.
here he is, little Christmas day at the Miocic's.
He's looking svelte still, surprisingly, for happy. A fucking retired guy.
Nice little happy family. Good for him. So
I would be out of shape so fast. Like, if I just got done with my sport and I retired, yeah, I'd let it go for about a month and then reel it back in. But I don't know. He's still relatively young. The question is, what is he going to do? Bare knuckle box? Yeah. Is he, besides firefight, is he going to do anything else? Or just, he can be content with that.
Fight the fires and light the tires.
That's right. And then you retire super early.
Yes.
I don't remember what the age is, but it's way young. Probably 50. So they don't want to have no old guys out there, probably. Like, get them in, get them out.
It's one of the jobs that's highest risk for heart attacks, actually.
Really?
Because their body gets so stressed during fighting those fighters. Like, within 24 hours after fighting a fire, it's a huge amount of risk for heart attack. Because when your, like, adrenals come down, they have freaking heart attacks and strokes after that. Very common. So...
that's not good.
No, it's a dangerous job.
Yeah, I had uncles, cousins doing all that stuff. It's crazy.
I agree. Super crazy.
Let's see. There was that Fury Usyk 2 fight over this time that we were on break, and they used an AI judge for it. Whoa. They didn't count. But the official scorecards were all looked like 116 to 112 for Usyk. And the AI judge had it 118 to 112 for Usyk. So it was in the ballpark. So it's interesting because maybe that takes the fucking human error or the dumb fucks out of it if you let AI.
Yeah.
Score it. You just have to trust the AI. Because what if someone's hacking it behind the scenes? Fucking China's hacking the AIs. You know,
Elon Musk.
Yeah,
hacking only the AI. His.
Something like that. So we'll see. It's promising that it's working because you got to fix that at some point. Boxing is a great place to do it too because their scores are atrocious. What else is happening?
Well, in other good news,
yes.
Donald Cerrone is back in the UFC drug testing pool.
Nice.
And he's saying, I just re-entered the testing pool, so I have to be 6 months clean. Probably June or July, we'll make the comeback. I'm coming back for only two more. I want 50 fights under the UFC umbrella. And he says, I promised the wife, no matter what happens, no matter the outcome, two more, and that's it.
Hmm.
Are you excited about this?
Well, it's not really. He's on a 7-fight losing streak. I mean, I like it from the nostalgia standpoint. And I think he said he's coming back at 185.
No way. And Dana said, I hate it. And I love him, but I hate that. That's all he had to say.
Oh, it's fine because I got a good matchup. 185. Hopefully he's done on his meth bender. We get
Nick Diaz?
Yep. Donald Cerrone, Nick Diaz.
Oh, I like it.
Let's go.
You just got me the glove for Christmas. I'll have to I ordered a display for it. I'll
there you go.
I had to put it way up in my bookshelf because my fucking dog likes leather. That would kill him if he ate that thing.
You motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, 209.
Yeah. That's right. Don't be scared, homie.
Nope. So yeah, happening.
And then there's also a rumor floating around. I don't know how valid this is. Of Conor McGregor versus Logan Paul boxing match.
India, right?
Yeah, sometime in the summer. Allegedly paying them $250 million apiece, which I don't believe that. That doesn't sound right. That's not going to draw that. And I haven't heard shit from Dana White, so I don't know how this is even going to happen. First off, if anybody even wants to watch that.
Well, there's a rich dude. There's the Ambani family or something is like that. They have like $100 billion, something crazy. So like they got the money.
Well, yeah, they can throw that.
They can throw that at this fight just for fucks. This is for them is like a weekend.
Yeah, they probably don't care. It's probably for their birthday. Shit. Oh, we're going to have this guy suck this guy off. Like what? No.
$250 million.
I'll give you $250 million. Okay. That's what's going down. That's what this fight's about. About flexing your power. But in reality, I don't know. I'd rather watch Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson too. Yeah, no interest.
Maybe they can put them both on the same card.
That's fine. Two versus two.
Yeah.
Connor and Mike versus the Pauls.
I like it.
Anything goes. What else is happening?
Let me see. Well, okay, so there was an interview with John Jones, and he was talking about what he would have done if he wasn't a fighter.
Okay.
And he was on some YouTube channel. Alex G was here or something. He says, I'm curious what you think about this. He says, if I wasn't a fighter, I was always really interested in the military and being in the military, like doing law enforcement or military type stuff. I just always been into trying to help people out and trying to be a hero. Do you buy this story?
I think he just wants to be on the inside so he can get off easier. Like, hey man, I know you just caught me with coke and a bunch of midget strippers, but you know, maybe you can look that way and
right.
I'll look the other way. Something like that. I feel like he wants to cheat the system. So
I think you're right. I feel like he does too.
That's odd. Which is which to some sponsor action before I forget here.
Okay. For some, it's the most wonderful time of the year, and for others, it's just another round of dodging questions about your love life. Well, try not to look like you just crawled out of a cave. Enter the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra by Manscaped. Save your dignity this holiday season. Don't be that family member who shows up solo and scruffy to yet another holiday gathering. Get your winter overgrowth under control with the Weed Whacker 2.0 and let the lawnmower.
Internet. My internet just got wonky. Oh, there you're back.
I'm back. Who knows? You might even outshine your weird uncle who's still rocking that goatee from 1985 and claim your spot at the top of the sibling power rankings. Join the over 11 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for kickoff by heading over to manscaped.com. Use the code MMANUTS for 20% off and free shipping. Trust me, you'll be drafting the real MVP of grooming this season.
That's right. And the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra doesn't just stop at grooming essentials. It's got a bunch of cool shit for you. So go ahead and get it. Jingle mingle, whether at home or on the go.
And remember, you can get 20% off and free shipping with the code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. It's 20% off and free shipping. Code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. Stay on top of your grooming game and be ready for anything the season throws your way.
That's right. This episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. Does Blue Chew work? If you're asking that question, we want you to know that Blue Chew is putting their money where their mouth is by giving you a month free.
Ooh, I think just messed up. Blue Chew is an online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra at a fraction of the cost in a chewable form. It's a simple process. You can sign up at bluechew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. Best part, it's all done online. Means no visits to the doctor office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises.
That's right. Blue Chew wants men rock hard. They told me that's the mission. They will not stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house, till every tent is pitched, till every rod is raised. Discover your options at bluechew.com. We've got a special deal for our audience. You can try Blue Chew free. Just pay $5 shipping at checkout when you visit bluechew.com. That's bluechew.com to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring MMA Nuts.
They are the best. Seriously. Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's do this before we lose our mojo. It's okay. Time.
Jesus Christ.
For today's UFC.
I'm snorting.
In five trivia game, where Matt gets clues and he tries to guess the fighter based on these clues.
Mm.
All right, here we go. Clue number one, 17 UFC appearances.
This is, everyone's got 17. Fucking Tony Ferguson.
I think he might have more.
Yeah.
You could be right. Let's see.
Yeah, he probably has more.
Nope. One of the most exciting 205ers over the past several years.
17 fights.
205er.
Ooh, but exciting fights. That's the challenge. I'll say like Paulo Costa.
Paulo Costa. Nope. First round finish of Khalil Rountree in 2019.
Oh my God. We'll beat Rountree at 205. 17 fights. Blanking.
Did I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Alex Pereira?
Could be.
No. Weird rivalry with Magomed Ankalaev.
Man, shit. Hang on. What was the question again?
The question was weird rivalry with Magomed Ankalaev.
Jamal Hill? I don't know who's beefing with who.
No, recently defeated Ivan Ersan at UFC Paris.
I have no fucking clue. I'm so checked out. I think my memory is better for older MMA than...
I agree. It's burned in there. That's why. So we're going to go ass as the answer. Sorry, you lose. The correct answer is Ion Cutelaba. Like, who would get that? Seriously?
Like, that's like...
That's
not even a B side of a record. That's like an F side.
Right.
That they're going such deep cuts. Failed. Let's see. They said Robert Whittaker is talking about moving up to light heavyweight.
Okay.
I don't know who he should be fighting. My ball rankings. Light heavyweight. I wish this would come up cleaner, but fucking. Well, he's 4 at middleweight. Maybe Johnny Walker, because it seems like a good matchup. I don't know. It's dangerous. So we'll see. Because he's kind of tapped out at 85. So you got to move up. Can't move down. Yeah. He said he's too fucking big. And that would be a problem. I said a couple Alex Pereira things.
Yeah.
Let me dial up both these at once. Whoa, it's so loud. I got to not share sound. All right. We'll start here. He's been working on his takedown defense with Glover Teixeira. I don't know if I heard sound. Ow. I just see a blown out knee coming in.
Yeah, no shit.
This is like, you're a pro fighter. What the fuck are you doing? So that was one. And then here's him KOing his entire family on Christmas. So I guess they do a pillow fight.
Yep, pillow fights. Yep. I will delete that one.
Yeah, everyone can get it. He's going hard.
It's on Instagram too. Yeah, he definitely is going hard. No joke. I feel like they're doing it right by the fireplace too.
Yeah, that's a good spot so you can hit your head on the fucking cement that's over there. Or the wall there. Good on him. He's like, fuck it. It's time to go. Maybe that's what I should start doing. We're fucking boxing at fucking New Year's Eve. I'm sad. What else is happening?
Let me see. I found a new training method for heavyweight fighters. Here we go.
All right.
I can't share sound, but we'll do with the video. Google Chrome. There we go. Ding. Ding. Ding.
The little guy goes flying.
Ding. He keeps going. He's happy.
And there like, maybe oh, you guys are the
best.
Thanks,
guys. You're the best. You're so good.
Damn. It's flying. I have like some GFL stuff, but I'm going to skip that. How about a monkey versus a dog fight?
Oh.
I want to share the sound, but I can't. Because this guy is just yelling. Like, a little monkey is like a normogomedev. He just got you. I'm not letting you go. Yeah, get away from me.
Oh, man, that dog's getting aggressive.
Yeah.
Look at that.
He's like, we can't get touched.
I'm going to kill you, you little monkey.
I like the little outfit on that monkey.
It's pretty good.
It looks street legal. So.
Good for him.
Little grappling fuckers. I have one other quick thing. So, you know how they have all those fighter face-offs, and I think the UFC is posting them on one of their channels, like maybe Instagram. But it's interesting to see the view counts for one of the last ones. So let me pull this up here. You can kind of get an idea which one's the most popular. Like, I see 559, I see a million. Oh, I see 2.5 million.
I wonder why.
Yeah. So I think that goes to the point of maybe they should not have uniforms. The people have spoken, right? Because it was like that one we showed a couple weeks ago. I don't know what that lady was wearing, but good for her.
Yeah. I mean,
less is more.
It was awesome.
Right.
Totally.
I got a handful of other things, unless you have some other stuff.
I have one other thing, and then I got some chaos. But
okay.
So there's this new show coming out that Vice just posted up about.
Yeah.
It's called Inside the Cage. I'm sorry. It's called Dark Side of the Cage.
Ooh.
And they're doing like stories about old fighters, basically, who, you know, you got Nick Diaz, Diego Sanchez, Couture, Ken Shamrock, GSP. You name it, they got old fighters talking stories about the old days in MMA, and it's on Vice. Ronda Rousey, which apparently there's a story going around about her based on this, that she has a bazillion concussions, and part of why she retired is because of that, because she was getting concussed in the fucking training all the time.
No, she was claiming that. I don't know if I believe it.
Yeah.
Might be. Who's to say?
Could be Wolf tickets. I don't know.
Could be. That's a good way to explain those losses. I fucking had concussed coming into the fight.
CTE, baby.
That's right. Let's see. I got like a bunch of tweet of the week, so let me dial all these up. I got five here. It should be tweets of the week, I guess. That's three. Working on it. I might just cut that right out of the show, so there's no dead space, but. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we'll start here. This is an interesting alternate cover for UFC 5. The Here Comes the Boom edition.
Ooh, I like it.
That'd be awesome. What's his chin?
92 cardio.
Yeah, the cardio's
gonna
be 22. I don't believe the cardio.
No.
And then, hey, Chael was right. Fucking Big Nog feeding the carrot to a bus. This is AI. This is why we love the AI.
Oh, my God. That's scary.
That's old, old school. And then this guy, Eric McGracken, it says, my BJJ club gave me a Christmas card, and this is how it was addressed. Fucking, he's not Bass Rutten. He's just Eric. I like that.
That's funny.
And then here's some AI of Bilal Muhammad going to town on Conor McGregor.
What the fuck?
I'm going to have to blur that one out, but... The AI ain't fucking around. And then lastly, did you just brought up Ronda Rousey? Here's the Ronda Rousey AI. Much healthier version this time around.
Good. Good, good, good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
You want to blast out some KOs?
Yeah, let me blast out these KOs. Here we go. Here's one from the Muay Thai. Okay. Little 1-2 and bing.
Oh.
He got all of that one.
He's totally fine. Why did the ref stop? That's an early stoppage.
Hang on. And then I should probably just prepare these. Here we go. Okay. I'll do the next two in a row.
Yeah. All right.
So I got this one from Bare Knuckle. Fold him. Absolutely folds him.
Yeah, he walked right into that.
He did. And then here's here's another one. From the Warriors Cup. Boom.
Oh, he's deaded.
It was an elbow right to the freaking nut. Spinning elbow. Nasty.
Man. When they go down like that, it's never good.
No.
It's only bad. Let's see what this one is. It's an interesting way to break your leg. So the squeamish don't look. It's not that terrible. You can barely see it.
I don't
want to
look, Matt.
You can barely see it. No, you can barely see it. Hang on. He like kicks the guy in the butt right there and breaks his leg. Yeah, he's fine. He's fine.
He's like, oh, I broke my leg. My leg.
Yeah,
coach.
It didn't go off. Yeah, it's in my leg. Can't feel my leg. Totally fine. They just posted a video. He was at a LA Kings hockey game. He was dressed up as Elf. And he had like a cigarette and a fucking booze sitting out there. I'm like, good for him. It's a long joke to carry.
Beer and booze.
Let's do some Ask the Nuts. This is an interesting question. So it's, you get three, which are you taking? 405-pound bench press max, 675-pound squat max, 4.5 40-yard dash, sub 4-minute mile, sub 220 marathon. I don't know what the fuck this is. 6 watt rate over kilogram something kg ratio on the bike. 55-second 100-meter free, sub-8-hour Ironman, a vertical jump that allows you to dunk, or black belt in BJJ. Well,
I get three?
Three. You can choose three.
All right. Vertical jump that allows me to dunk, number one for sure, because fuck, that's just fucking cool. I'm going to take the black belt in jiu-jitsu, and then the third one, that's a tough one. I'm going to probably go... sub 220 marathon, because that means like cardio for days.
There you go.
What about you?
It's pretty similar. Black belt and BJJ, vertical jump that can allow me to dunk, and then I'm going the sub 4-minute mile.
Ooh, that's a good one too.
It's the same. It's cardio. That's crazy. But I think that's the consensus. You take those three and you're all set to go.
I think you'd be good.
Yeah.
In really good shape.
I got a couple other things. I saw this cool toy. I don't know if this thing is real, but since Christmas just happened, let's hope this is real. A fucking epic. Little snowblower. And radio truck. Control.
Remote control.
That's awesome.
That is really cool.
It's actually working, so.
Yeah. Cool.
And it rotates, man. That's what it's all about.
Pretty awesome.
So that, and then I think I'm just down to knowledge at this point.
All right. Well, talk about bad luck.
Yes.
Check this out. Bing.
Oh.
How does Bing? I don't know if it's real or not, but.
That's AI. Something else happened here.
Like what?
They did some trickery. It's blurry right there.
It looks like it could be fake, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'll accept it either way. I'll prove this epic. Messaging.
Yes.
Oh, why do I have to log in here? Hang on. Oh, I gotta let this play out. This, I don't know, these Facebook videos, I can't control it. What's this about? And go. It'll only play or stop. So, hang on. Now I gotta wait for this whole thing to fucking
refresh the page
again.
Or something.
Yeah, it's about to restart here. Okay, I got that one, and I'll get this other one. It's all this fucking tech, man. Make sure I don't share sound. Start here. Okay, so first we're going to start on the boxing machine. That's two ladies. I want to notice where her punch lands on this. She's pretty beefy, right?
Yeah.
Hit the bag and then hit a titty. That chick must be a fighter because she didn't even flinch from getting hit.
Yeah, that girl's arms are massive.
Yeah, I know.
That's scary.
And they're wailing on that thing. I wish they don't show the score. I wish they would show the score.
Are they both fighters?
I don't know. The one in the blue dress, she can't be because she's not throwing a proper punch.
That's a good point.
And then here's fucking J-Lo filling up her gas tank. L-O-W. You
know? That is funny.
That does look like her, right?
It does.
Ginny on the block.
Oh my God.
There you go. I'll leave you with that. It's confusing.
Well, hey, it's going to be 2025 by the time we do the next episode.
That's crazy talk.
That's insane. Any New Year resolutions?
Never make them. I just live my life. How about you?
Same. I think that's a good move. I feel like if you have to wait till New Year's to make the resolution, you probably should be making it sooner than that. So,
yeah, I hated it when, like, working out in the gym. January 1st was always the worst. I'm like, here we go. Here's all these fucktards that are going to last about a month and overpopulate it, and then it'll dry up and die out.
Yeah. Well, happy 2025.
That's right. Happy 2025.
That has been another edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.